I know, there's no doubt about it. He lives in my heart, and I'm gonna shout it. I know, my sins forgiven, and I'm on my way to a place that's called heaven. Come go with me to the land over yonder. It's where the pure and the true. It's a place where sickness and death cannot enter. I'm going, but how about you? Now maybe today, or maybe tomorrow, in robes of pure white. I'm packing up now, getting my things together. Who knows, it might be tonight. I know, there's no doubt about it. He lives in my heart. I'm gonna shout it. I know, my sins are forgiven, and I'm on my way to a place that's called heaven. And I'm on my way to a place that's called heaven.
All right, thank you so much. You may be seated. A little bit different way to start the service this morning, amen. I don't know. There's a part of that song. I'm not going to preach. Dad's preaching today. There was a part of that song that says, "I'm going to shout it." I'm not sure. I heard a lot of shouting in here this morning. So, Dad, maybe a little bit later there will be some shouting. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, I'm going to do the announcements real quick. Just make you aware of just some things that are happening in the life of our church. It is our spring break week, and so our midweek activities, we're not going to have those this week because a lot of folks are out, so be aware of that. But we will have Man Up tonight at 6 p.m., so if you've been a part of that, this is our last night with that. So come on. If you haven't been a part of it, I invite you to join in. I know, like I said, it's the last night, but you won't miss anything. We've had great discussion in our small groups. I know you'll receive a blessing for that. Make a note that next Sunday, there is a baby shower for the baby Cantrell. So that's from 2 to 4 here at the church. So be aware of that. Coming up, we have some Easter activities. Amen. We get to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We have an outreach plan for the Saturday before Easter from 1 to 3. We're going to do a neighborhood blitz. We've got some door hangers. So invite you to be a part of that between 1 and 3. Pray for good weather. I know that this time of year, we don't know one way or another sometimes. So if there is going to be bad weather, we'll let you know if we're going to change that time at all. And then the last thing, there is a note in there to pray for our Mexico mission trip. Those that have gone, they are actually back. So thank you for praying. You can get with Steve and Sharon. I know they would love to share about their trip there to Mexico and what the Lord did in and through them. And the last thing, I'll talk a little bit more about this at the end of the service, but we are in the midst of our Annie Armstrong Easter offering emphasis. There are envelopes there in the pew in front of you. Just make sure that if you use a pink envelope and you want it to go toward Annie Armstrong, you signify that on your envelope. Our goal is $3,500. I know we're a little over $1,000 right now, so thank you so much for giving. If you haven't had an opportunity, we'll continue to take that up through the rest of this month. All right, that was a mouthful. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, and we'll begin our service. I don't know, felt like we've already begun because we've talked about knowing about where we're going to spend eternity. And I just want to ask you to bow your heads, to close your eyes, and maybe your thoughts would go toward eternity, even in this moment. And maybe what you would do is just thank God that there is that potential, that possibility of eternity with Him in heaven. And especially if you are a child of God, that is secure, and you can know that beyond a shadow of a doubt. Thank God that that is a certainty for you if you are a child of God. And just pray right now. You know, Jesus said that He came that we might have life and we might have it more abundantly. We understand that eternal life is even today. Ask God that to help you to live in light of eternity, even in this moment. Father in heaven, we're so grateful. that we can know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we'll spend eternity in heaven with you. And that was made possible through Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for his sacrifice on the cross. For Father, that's why we're here today. We're here to sing and to celebrate what you have already done for us. We want to give you praise, and I pray that that the words that fall from our lips would not be idle words, but Father, that they would be full of gratitude, because you are a good God, and you deserve all praise, all glory, and all honor. And we pray that even today, all that we say and all that we do will honor and glorify you, and we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Would you please stand? I know you just sat back down. We're going to sing about this solid rock that we have in Christ Jesus.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest spring, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath is covered and his blood supports me in the whelming flood. When all around my solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, all less to stand before the throne. On Christ the Son, rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Amen. Continue to sing about this firm foundation that we have in our Lord and Savior.
Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand, and everything around me shaking. I've never joy in chaos. I've got peace that makes no sense. I won't be going under. I'm not held by my own strength, 'cause I build my life on Jesus. He's never let me down. He's faithful in every season. So I built is built on you. Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. Everything around me shaking, I've never been more glad that I built my faith.
That is a wonderful truth to be able to sing, that Jesus won't fail you. He is the only thing, the only person that won't fail you in this world. Amen. In Christ alone.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when strife cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in heavenless faith, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save, till on that cross as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied, for every sin on him was laid. Hear the death of Christ by me. Here in the ground his body lay, light of the world by dark was slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose. Christ alone, I give my life, I give my all, I sing this song to Christ alone, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, all heaven sings to Christ alone. Till he returns, calls me home, here in the power of Christ I'll stand, here in the power of Christ
Well, it's good to be here. Amen. All right. You know the pattern. I've been here before. Last time was on December 31. You may or may not remember what I preached. I don't. What? My friend Gerald Tisworth sitting here, he said, I've never heard you preach. Well, he came this morning. I reminded him Wednesday night that I was preaching today, and so he's here. Praise the Lord. Good friend. Good friend. I'm not saying there's not others here that are not good friends. I claim your friendship, whether you claim me or not. Amen. All right. All right. Virginia's sitting here. Praise the Lord. Doing well after surgery. Yes. Praise the Lord. Good. I'm good. I hesitate to tell you how old I'm. I'm older than Donna. All right. She had a birthday this week, and surprised her early on Monday morning and heard her voice, and we sang happy birthday to her. Yeah, praise the Lord. She'll tell you how old she is. She's not ashamed. I'm not ashamed of how old I am. I'll soon be 92. Praise the Lord. That's good. Now, I got a goal of 100. Okay? That work? Yeah, 100. And maybe longer. Pops is here. Good to see you. Baker. You know him. Sarah's dad. All the way from CrossFit. He came to hear me preach this morning. Amen. That's good. All right. Brother Steve Overton is going to come down here and bless this message and pray for it and pray for you. Where is Steve? Oh, there you are. All right, you stand with me. I'm going to read the Word of God, and then he's going to pray. Now, if you don't know this passage, you will before we get done this morning. It's in Romans 8:28, if you have your Bibles. And one of the most famous verses in the Bible for the Word of God to people today, for Christians especially. And we know that all things work together for good in to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose, for whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate. I have trouble reading. They printed the Bible too small. To be conformed to His image of His Son. That's Jesus. Amen. That He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. I'm one of the called, and you are too if you're saved. And whom he called, them he justified, and them he justified, them he also glorified. Now, if you have trouble sometime wondering who you are and what you are, verse 30 is a real good verse to memorize, all right? Hang on to that. God's all through it, and especially God the Father. He called you. He justified you. He glorified you. It's all there, right there. Now, it's one of the most telling verses in the Bible that tells us that we're right with God and always will be right with God. If you need another, just turn a few pages over in your Bible to Philippians 1:6, it says, them which He began a good work in, He will perform it to the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. Brother Steve is going to come and pray in just a minute. And if you want to be included in this prayer, I do. I want him to pray for me. I want him to pray for my family. Kelvin, he's up yonder. Sarah's down here. And Jonathan's over here. There's Ethan. And where's Michelle? Back somewhere, anyway. And Beck and Jason, she's got way over yonder. She got way away from the altar, didn't she? All right. Now, if you remember the pattern, if there's something that I say that really resonates good with you, you say,
amen.
Amen. All right, that's good. If you don't say amen, we'll be here a long time because I don't think you're getting it, okay? We'll just be here a long, long time. Brother Steve, I want him to pray for me. You want him to pray for you? Amen. All right, he's going to do it. His hands going up all over the building. All right, Brother Steve, you come pray. Lay hands on my message. All right. And you're going to pray. All right.
All right. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just come before you today, just praising you and thanking you for your presence in this building. Father, I thank you for Brother Jim to be delivering your message. Father, I pray that you'll give him strength and just boldness to proclaim it just the way you'd have it done.
Yes.
Nothing less and nothing more, Father. And Father, just pray that you will anoint the message. And those, as we are here, may the Holy Spirit,
yes,
anoint this message and also open our hearts to receive the message, mm-hmm, that we will hear.
Yes.
And Father, may it go forth and may we be changed ever so much that as we leave, we'll be a different person than we came in.
Yes. Amen.
Father, we thank you for your blessings. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Steve. Thank you for that. And we know. Now, we know a lot of things. We know a lot of things physically. I know you. I know your names. I know what makes you tick. Some of you I do. Some of you I don't. But there's some things we don't know. We don't know that the day that we're going to die. That's right. The Bible teaches us in the book of Ecclesiastes, you don't have power in that day. You don't have any power over it. You don't have any authority. That's left in the hands of God. I believe there's a day marked out that I'm going to go home. Amen? Yeah, weak. We are weak. There's a day that's marked out that I'm going home. There's a day that you have marked out. God has marked it on his calendar that you're going to go home to be with him. If you're a child of God, I'm talking about. Now, and we don't know. We don't know when Jesus is going to come back. We don't know that. Even he said that. It's not for us to know. In Acts chapter 1, verse 5, verse 7 also of that chapter, it says we don't know when he's going to come back. Just simply be prepared for it. It might be today. It might be tomorrow. It might be 10, 20 years from now. I don't know. I've been hearing a lot of pastors, especially on TV, are saying that the end is near. Well, I tend to agree with them. I don't know. I can't get up here and tell you Jesus is going to come back 20 years or 10 years or 5 years or 2 days from now. I can't tell you that. I don't know. But we do know he's going to come back. He said, I'm going home and I'm going to prepare a place for you and I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. He said that. Amen. Lift your hands and praise God. Thank you, Lord, for Brother Gerald. He's up here. He's praising God this morning. Thank you, Lord, for that. So we don't know. We don't know when we're going to die. We don't know when Jesus is going to come. We don't know who's saved and who's not saved. You say, well, that person there, why, they done something that tells me God didn't call you to judge. Amen. God said, I am the judge. I will repay. He said he didn't call you. He called you to salvation. Amen. He called you to service, but he didn't call you to judge anybody. So I'm not here to point my finger at somebody in here and say, you're not saved. I might be able to look at you and see no fruit in your life, see no ability there that will tell me that you are saved, but I don't have any right. That's not my business at all to tell you that. So I want to come this morning, if you'll permit me, to help you as a child of God especially, to know for certain. We've sang about it in all of the songs this morning. I know, there's no doubt about it. He lives in my heart, and I'm going to shout it. Amen. All right. And so I know my sins are forgiven, and I'm on my way to a place called heaven. I love that song. Now, if you want to know who sings it really good, it's the Oak Ridge Boys. Now, I don't know that you follow after music like that, but I like music like that. All right? You can just tune me out or tune me in, one or the other, and we'll get along real good. All right. And we know there are some things we know, all right? And I want to share them with you. We know that God is. Amen? Amen. We know that He's real. I've talked to Him already this morning. I know He's real. He's alive. He's exciting. He is something not seen. I'm talking about God. You can't see God. God is the Spirit. They that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth, the Word of God says. But you can experience God. Amen. You can experience Him. You won't see Him. I don't look at it, but I'll tell you this, He's here this morning. Amen. Is it all right for me to walk around?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. What was I saying? He's here this morning. He said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, and there's two, and here's three, here's four, there's five, there's six, there's seven, there's eight. Oh, He said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I'll be in their midst. So He's here. So you say, scoot over a little bit here. Jesus is wanting to sit down. All right?
Yeah.
All right. Amen. All right. He's right here with us.
Right.
He said He'd be here, and so He's here. And I take His word. He never lied. He never told untruth. Amen. And so He's here this morning. I made Gerald move over. I didn't know if he would or not. All right. So God is. The Bible says we believe. That's faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So not only is He alive, He's awesome. The Bible says over and over in the Old Testament, especially, that He's the great and terrible God. Now, that's a bad translation. You get a good translation, and it says He's awesome, He's wonderful, and God is. And God is awesome. He's all-knowing. He knows everything, the beginning to the end, and everything in between it. Everything beyond, amen, everything beyond. I'm talking about all eternity, and we know, that's what we're talking about. He's all-powerful, I'm talking about God. And I put in my notes, blank, 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 He can do it, amen. Everything He can do, I'm talking about God. He can do everything that pleases Him and honors Him. He won't do anything that doesn't honor Him. So He's everywhere. He's present. He's here this morning. We've already said that. He'll be at your home when you get there. He'll be in your automobile when you get ready to go. I had a preacher friend one time that he went around and he opened the doors of his vehicle, and somebody said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm letting Jesus get in."
Yeah.
Amen. I'm letting Jesus get in. So He said He'd be with me wherever I went. That's good. That's real good for some of you that haven't learned how to drive yet. Amen. Yeah, you know, there is a passing lane, and there's some of them in Russellville that don't know what red is. I guess they're colorblind. Because I was parked down by the, what is that, the courthouse one day. You know that light there? And here come a car, went right through, I was parked, I was waiting for it to turn green, and that person just zipped right on through. They must have got their driver's license somewhere besides the revenue office. All right. We know that God is. We know that the Bible is God's word to us. It is truth. There are great teachings in the Word of God that are needed. There is a great, reliable teacher. The Bible says of Jesus, never a man spoke like this. Never a man. He is taught as one who had authority. He does. All right. Now, we know that believers are saved. We believe, we call upon the name of the Lord, and we receive. The Word of God says, as many as received Him, to them gave He power, right authority to become the children of God. Amen. That is so good. I love that. We know that Jesus is the only Savior. Now, I don't think I have to tell you that there's just one Savior, right? One road, one way. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. He's the only way. I want to tell you this morning, and I'll say it again with firm authority. He says that there's one mediator between God and man. If you come to this altar this morning, you call on the name of Jesus. Amen. Because He's the only mediator. It isn't somebody here. It isn't Jim. It's Him. Amen. I love to say that. It isn't Jim. It's Him. It's the only mediator between God and man. Now, you may have we do have a good pastor. Amen. We do have a good pastor. Amen. That's better. All right. But he's not the mediator. God is. We have a good pastor in Jonathan. We have a good pastor in Jonathan. Now that's better. That's better. Love your pastor. Love him. He makes mistakes. Jonathan makes mistakes. Jim makes mistakes. But you're going to love me whether you want to or not. You are taught in the Word of God to love one another. In fact, the Bible says this is the way you know you're saved. We know that we've passed out of death into life because we love the brethren. That's the Word of God. I didn't write that. You're to love me. You're to love Virginia. And you're to love Gerald. And you're to love Mary. Amen. And they are to love you in return. Amen. All right. One mediator between God. That's Jesus Christ. So salvation is by faith, plus or minus nothing, in Christ alone. We know that the church belongs to Jesus. He said, I'll build my church. And the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1 that He's the head of the church. He's the head, not the head wags the body, amen. You see, I'd be a weird-looking individual or person if I didn't have a head, right? Jesus is the head of the church. And then we know that there's a work for every Christian. I can give you Bible verses for everything I'm telling you this morning. By grace are you saved through faith. It's not of yourselves. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which were before ordained, appointed to walk in, to walk therein. So we know there's a work for every child of God. That means every child of God. That doesn't mean any just one here and there. So that's personal. yours, mine. They're practical. They're fit, and you can't. And you have the power and the authority to work in it. And then to our verse of scripture this morning that we want to major on. Now, all of that is just introduction, what I've just said. I preach a long time, okay? Is that okay? Oh, amen. I hear a few amens. All right. All right. We know that all things work together. Now, I like the King James Version of the Bible, but there are some practical versions. Jonathan uses the Christian Standard. I'm not sure what Brother Chris uses. I use this version of the Bible, but there is some others that are real helpful. The New American Standard Version says this in Romans 8:28, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to them that love God, who are the called according to His purpose. So I like that version when we come to read this passage of Scripture. So much more I will say later. So some things, we've already covered that. The main message, this verse of Scripture and the context tells us several things, teaches us, first of all, that God is in control. I'm glad of that. I'm glad that my stockbroker, my banker, my doctor, whoever else that you can think about, is not in control. I'm glad I'm not in control. Because you see, the other night that was real stormy, yeah. Thursday night, I said, God send it somewhere else. And He did. Amen. I don't envy those people in Hot Springs Village that experienced the tornado that went through there, but I'm glad it didn't come through here. Right. Amen. I'm glad it didn't. And there's sometimes that if you look at my garden today, you'll say you won't get in there for a while. We got potatoes up, folks. We've got onions up. We've got radishes up. And fixing to have other little stuff like that. We got cabbage growing. And cauliflower growing. Amen. But if you looked at it yesterday, you'd see that water all down on the lower side of it. Tried to get it off, but it didn't. And so, but I'm going to look for good because it says all things work together for good, that God puts them together. You see, Mary made the cake yesterday, so Chris and Faith are going home with us. Robert's going home with us today to eat, and but we're going to have Jell-O cake. That's good stuff. But listen. She got that recipe out, and she put that cake mix in it, and she put the oil in it, and the eggs in it, and the water in it, and mixed it all together. And I want to tell you, it will come out real good. It's ready to eat. That make you want to say amen and go home now? All right, all right. Gerald might want to go home with us and eat, reckon? All right. Okay, now we're getting ready to get into the message, okay? This verse and its context says God is in control, that nothing surprises Him. And it tells us another thing, that God has a perfect plan for your life and my life and those that are seated around this building up there and those over here that didn't get up in time to go to church and all of that. Those that don't have any idea about church. Those that are listening to, is this online today? Huh? And you folks that are online, you ought to be in church somewhere. Amen. You ought to come to this church right here because we'll teach you the Word of God. Amen. All right. That's what you ought to do. You ought to come right here This is 1100 Frankfort Street, and I know the street's bumpy, but they got a plan one time there in the future. I know they do, because they're going to redo that street out there. It's getting more bumpy every time I come to church. All right, main message, Romans 8:28. And we know that God causes everything to work together to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose. We're going to get that and break it down verse, words by words in there. So that this passage of Scripture has a twofold purpose: our good, God's glory. Now, if you don't get anything else, before I get done, remember those two things, that this verse of Scripture and the two verses I read in context with it are for our good and God's glory. Amen. Now, take that home with you and meditate on it. It includes our past, our present, and our future. That's it. I'm talking about this one verse of Scripture that I've read here. He works in and for me and you, and they are personal, yet it includes those around me. So let's look. And we know. We are believers. Amen. We are believers. We know the Lord. That talks about the Roman people, the Christians at Rome. That talks about those in Russellville, Arkansas, those at Centerville, those at Case, I'm talking about where I've been in church, and those at Clarksville. That's somewhere over there. That's where you work, isn't it? All right. That includes everyone, doesn't it? And we know. So we're believers. It includes the people of God, and we know, may not understand everything. I don't. I'll tell you, there's one verse, one version of the Bible by a man named Wiest. He said, and we know with absolute knowledge that God works together all things for good to them that love God. We know that. We don't know it, may not understand everything that comes to us. We don't know understand everything that comes to us. And Gerald, you dropped a piece of paper in the floor. I'll keep that for reference later. All right. And we know, that's believers. That includes Baker here. Amen. He's a Presbyterian, but that's all right. We love you. Amen. I know Sarah loves you. Amen. She better love you. Amen. All right. Now, if you don't like my preaching, it only happens every once in a while, okay? All right, every once in a while. So, okay. Anyway, all right. There's an old song, and I'm not going to try to sing that song. We'll understand it better by and by. I'm not so sure about that. Job didn't. He said, what? What's going on? Why? God, give me some answers. God, talk to me. All of that's right out of the Bible. He, over and over and over again, he said, God, what's going on? If I've sinned, let me know. Tell me, God. God just kept silent. He never did answer him. He never did tell Job why his family was taken away. He never did tell him why he lost everything financially. He never did. I may not understand some of the things that come to my life. But I will one day, because God will tell me. We know. We know Him. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 3, we know that we'll be like Him. Chapter 3, verse 2 of 1 John. We know that we are saved. 1 John chapter 5. We know that we have eternal life. 1 John 5 and verse 13. So we know all of those things. We know that. Now, I didn't write it. I'm just reading out of the Bible. I have it in my notes here. We know that all things. Now, you get you a Greek Testament, New Testament, and you find that word all, and you know what it means? All. It means all. The big things, the little things, the work things, the church things, the health things, all things work together for good. Now, I don't understand that. And if you can get me, and I'll sit down with you on one of those pews back there, and you'll say, Brother Jim, that means this. And I'll listen to you, okay? All things work together for good. We know that God causes it to work together. He doesn't cause all of those hard things that come to you, that all things, my things, your things, those fellow things, fellow Christians' things, your neighbors even. Now, you've heard me say this before, that his name is Chester. He don't even believe in God. That's hard for me. I pray for four people every day, my friends, that don't believe that there is a God. And I'm praying that God will reveal himself to them. You see, Jim can't reveal them. You'll never know God unless he's revealed to you. You'll never know him. God reveals the Father, or Jesus reveals the Father. All right. We know that all things work together. God causes it to do so. My pain, my peace. My sorrows, my joy. My trials, my victories. My sickness, my health. My salvation, my service. His promise, our practice. All things work together for good. God is so good. Amen. God is so good. He's so good to me and you. Amen. God is so good. Look for the good. Look for the good of this day. Something happened recently, and I said, well, I'm just going to look for the good. Now, some people, most people, I would say, that they're looking for what's going to happen that's bad. Now, we're in an election year. And you can talk to me after November. But God already knows who's going to be elected president. You say, I hope it's this. I hope it's him. I hope it's her. God forbid. Amen. Yeah. What?
She done dropped out.
She done dropped out. All right. Mary's happy. She done dropped out. Well, that's good. That's good for her. But you see, God is in control. I believe that. I believe that God knows, and he is going to cause it to be so. He works everything for good. Now, you may have your preference, and I know you do. And I'm not here to change your thoughts or change the way that you're going to vote or to cause you to vote like I vote. You say, I'm going to vote just like you do. like I want to. Amen. That's how. And, you know, we'll leave it alone. Okay, and so we'll still be friends, okay? Because I don't have any control on that. I only have one vote, and Mary has one, and she asked me how to vote, so I tell her. Amen. We recently went to vote in the primary. I don't know why they have it, but anyway, it's politics. But anyway, we went to vote, and she said, I didn't even know some of them. I said, I didn't know any of them. And so I just marked here and here and here. And if they got elected, that's fine. It'll work out in the future. Don't get upset because somebody gets into office. Don't get upset because they're flooding across our borders. Because you can't do anything about it. Now, that's all. It wasn't in the message at all. Come look at the notes. It's not there. All right. All right, we know that all things work together. God causes it the right mix, the right fix, whatever it is. We work together for good. God is so good. Look for the good. Amen. It is promised. It's a definite promise, and we know it's a divine promise that God causes everything to work together. It's a definitive promise. It says all things work together for good. It is a delight. They work together for what? Good. God's good. Remember that. God's good. Remember that when you sit down at your table today to eat your corned beef, right? And if you're coming to our house, it'll be roast beef and mashed potatoes. That's you, isn't it? Yeah, amen. I thought of Sarah when we were fixing lunch today that we have roast beef and jello cake, and we have green beans and squash casserole. Boy, it is good stuff. Amen. Makes you want to go, doesn't it? Amen. All right. Gerald probably get his tongue to wagging around there, and he'll go too. All right. What? Oh, okay. So, I'm just almost done. To them that love God, that's God lovers, that's Jesus believers, that's Jesus followers, that's Jesus obeyers. To them that are called according to His purpose. We're called to salvation, forgiveness, amen. We're called to follow Jesus in the way. My sheep hear my voice, they follow me. We're called to faithfulness, we sing about it several times in the singing this morning. We're called to fruitfulness. He says that you should go forth and bear fruit in my name. We're called to be with Him forever. Amen. Now, where are we at for time? You've got to watch. 11:46. I've got a long time, man. All right. And we know, here's the conclusion and the application, that God is at work. I know that. He's at work continually. He never sleeps. The Bible says He never sleeps or He never naps. You see, I can get in my easy chair and I can lean back and I can go to sleep. Anybody identify with that? That's so good. I'm going to go home and eat, and then I'm going to get in my chair, and I'm going to take a Sunday afternoon nap. Amen. That sounds so good, doesn't it? Wake up now. Don't go to sleep now. Just keep alert. And we know God is in control. He works continually and carefully. He works personally and corporately. He has a way, His. His way of doing things. It takes time. I don't have time. Yes, you do. You're retired. Well, I'm tired is what it is. You can identify with that. Oh, amen. I'm tired. Sometimes I get tired of watching Mary work. I just get tired. I don't get tired of watching her work. I get tired because she's working. I am retired. I don't know the retired, what meaning that has. But it re means you go back and do it over, doesn't it? I think so. Revival, that he will give us revival in our day in the church. Anyway, all right. So he's at work. He's in control. He has a way of doing it. It takes time. It takes trust. Sometimes it takes trials. But his way is always true. It's always right. Amen. I wish I knew some things that I don't. I wish I knew how to get Chester to believe in God. Pray for Chester. He's living on 1/4 of a heart. He's hooked to a heart monitor day and night that they listen to him from Little Rock. I wish I knew how to get him to believe in God, that he'd be saved. I wish I knew that if there are any of you that are sitting there in the pew this morning, that if you're not saved, I wish I knew how to get you to believe in Jesus. I wish I knew how to solve the problems that you have in your home, in your life, in your family. I wish I knew how to answer your questions that sometimes you have that says, why did God let this happen to me? Don't lie to me. You've had those moments. Amen. You've had those moments that said, God, I wish I knew. Why? Job did. And God said, he's the best I have on earth. He said, God, why? But God never answered. And he may not answer you. And you may go to the end of your life wondering why this happened or why it happened in my family. I wish I knew how to answer your questions. I don't. I can pray for you. You say, Jim, pray for me. I'll do that. And you would in a moment if I shared some of my questions and my problems, you would say, I'll pray for you. That's how we operate. That's how we do it. So, all of the above that I've just said, I know a man who can solve your problems. I know a man that can answer every question. There's a song that says, I know a man who can. That's right. You just bring it to Jesus. He may answer your questions. He may solve your problems. He may not. But he'll walk through it with you. That's great. He'll walk through. I think you said that last Sunday. I thought this was really neat. Following sons preaching. The old saying, the apple don't fall too far from the tree. Amen. Okay, four things, and then we'll be done, that you and I will need to live the rest of our lives. We'll need a hunger for God's Word. And I hope you have that. We need to be teachable. We need to be humble. We need to let the Holy Spirit work in us as He pleases. Now, the Holy Spirit, first of all, convicts. He comforts. He teaches us. He guides us. That's His ministry. He gives us gifts according to His knowledge of how it'll be to fit Ethan, to fit Jonathan, to fit Jim, to fit Baker, to fit Sarah, whoever else, your name. He gifts you as a Christian to work your work that He's given or assigned unto you. We need that. What was the song that they sang to begin? I know. There's no doubt about it. He lives in my heart, and I'm going to shout it. I know. My sins are forgiven, and I'm on my way to a place called heaven. I know. So one of these days, you're going to hear the news. Jim Whitlock died. But when you get the news, I'll already be around the throne of God. I'll already be there. I know. My sins are forgiven. And I'm on my way, Brother Jim, to a place called heaven. I know. Do you know? If you don't, you need to find your place at a part of this altar somewhere this morning and pray to the God of heaven that His Son Jesus, who died for your sins, will forgive you and place your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And when you're laid out at a funeral home somewhere, they'll come and look at you. But they won't see you. You'll be gone. But on the other hand, if you don't call out to the God of heaven in the name of Jesus, you'll go to that other place, which is called hell, that we don't hear about much anymore, but it's in the Word of God. Jesus taught more about hell than He did about heaven. You remember that. You're accountable because you've heard the message this morning. You've heard the invitation that you come to Jesus. And you stand before the throne of God, you'll give an account. Wonderful thing about it, and maybe the awesome thing about it, is that I'll give an account for what I've said to you this morning. I will. Hebrews 13, verse 15 says, "And they that are over you in the Lord are responsible and will give an account." One day you will. I will. So, I know. I believe I have received, and I'm saved. Now, where was that clock at? I don't know. Anyway, we don't ever worry about a clock when Jim Whitlock is preaching, right? Because, you know, somebody asked me, oh, it was Becca. You asked me last Sunday, and she said, "What are you preaching about?" And I said, "About 30 minutes. I've gone a little over that this morning. And somebody asked me one time, "Brother Jim, how long are you going to preach this morning?" I said, till I get done. Till I get done. Brother Jeff always preached till he got done. I love Brother Jeff's preaching. Great man of God, gone to be with the Lord. Praise the Lord for his memory. Amen. Donna's still here. She's still got a work to do. Mary's still got a work to do. She's still here. Gerald's still got a work to do. He's still here. Amen. Amen. I know that God causes all things to work together for good. For you to come in first, come in second, come in third, come in fourth. All things work together for good. Remember that, Ethan. All things work together for good to them that love God, who are the called according to his purpose. You stand with me. They're getting ready to sing. I don't know. Is it Turn Your Eyes on Jesus?
Yes.
All right. They're going to sing Turn Your Eyes on Jesus. I'm going to say a prayer. And I don't beg people to come to God. I just don't. But if you have a mindset that says, I need to go to that altar today, you come on. If you have a mindset that says, I need to get right with God, you come on to the altar of God today. I don't beg you. We'll sing a couple of verses of this song that they're going to sing, and then we'll be ready to go home, okay? While we sing, would you come? Need to come, you come. I'll talk to you. I'll pray with you.
Darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior and life more abundant.
Anybody else need to come to the altar and pray? You come on.
Turn your eyes.
Need to be saved. I'll talk to you and pray with you. Tell you how. Need to be renewed in your Christian walk. I'll talk with you, pray with you.
And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Sing one more time.
Through death into life everlasting, he passed and he followed.
You need to pray. Come. See it. And if you need to talk to me, I'll be around. I'll stand around. And if you need to talk to me after we say the last amen, you say, I just didn't feel like I could go during the singing. You just come on. I'll talk to you right now. All right. Brother Dolph, would you lead us in a word of prayer as we close, please, sir? Would you do that? Amen. Thank you for your good attention. Thank you.
I know, there's no doubt about it. My heart, I'm gonna shout it out.